All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. But before we go back to the phone lines, I really am concerned about the amount of money that our nation is putting into, you know, this war in Ukraine. Again, a war that everybody knows Ukraine is going to lose. And, you know, we're again at a terrible time economically in this country. And yet I don't understand why it's not an issue with many of our fellow countrymen, because if you don't want to deal with it or face it now, you're going to have to face it at some point in time and soon, because this is only going to get worse. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary from Sussex, go ahead.
Earl, I 100% agree with you with this Ukraine thing. I the only thing is, I wish Ukraine would have just joined NATO. I think that it would have been a lot better. I don't think the Russians would have crossed the border if they were part of NATO, but they just knew that they're on their own, and they're just going to go in and do all their attack and everything else. And I do agree with that. It makes me sad seeing all these refugees and all these people just have to leave their country, and how the Russians are just, you know, it's just like scorched earth, you know, if you see these towns. So, I agree.
Well, listen, man, it's war. And so it's war. And in our own country, when we were at war with Iraq and Afghanistan, remember Shock and Awe?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think that was?
Shock and Awe is when you go out there and you just blow up everything.
The same thing we are accusing Russia of, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, the Russians are pissed off because we are sending missiles over to, you know, Ukraine to kill Russians, so they're all pissed off.
Well,
at us,
well,
you know?
and wouldn't you be?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But the thing is that, you know, we can't fight every single battle, but if they were part of NATO, then we would be obligated, and all of Europe would be obligated.
But they're not part of NATO.
They aren't, okay. And they chose not to.
Okay, so at what point do the American people say, we can't, this is not, you know, this is not sustainable? And
well, this is what I would do if I was a president. I would say, join NATO and we'll help. Otherwise, we're wiping our feet.
Well,
you're on your own.
I would say it's too late to join NATO. You know, so, you know, you had the opportunity. And now that, you refuse when it was offered to you, and now that the chickens have come home to roost, for NATO to now enter into it would incite and elicit nuclear war.
Well, all right. So I do have one question, and it's off topic, and I appreciate the fact that you let me ask this question off topic. Okay. The question is, do you believe that Joe Biden will not run, or will he run in 2024? Because there's a lot of Democrats that are thinking that, you know, he's just too old, he'll be 82, he's getting too tired, it's too much for him. If he runs, Donald Trump wins. If Joe Biden doesn't run and the Democrats pick somebody else, I think the Democrats have the best chance of winning. I'm a Republican, I'm not trying to help you guys. I'm just saying a point. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, man, how old is Donald Trump? Do you know?
He's got, whatever he is, he's got way more energy than...
Actually his birthday today.
So what is he, 80?
70. Hold on, let me...
79. Okay. So Joe Biden is 79. Donald Trump is probably 78 or 76. He's somewhere around there.
Yeah.
76
Sam said
today.
70.
Okay, he's 76.
Okay.
Is he too old?
Yeah, I believe that. I don't think anybody over 60 should ever be running for president. I don't think that they're fast enough in their mind.
You know how the great Ronald Reagan was when he ran?
He was something like 76 when he ran, and then when he got out, he's like 84 or something like that.
Right, right. He had two terms.
But the thing is, it's a tough job. You know, Earl, you and I are a bunch of two old guys, okay? Would you want to be president of the United States? Not me. I want to be able to go home and go to sleep. I don't want to have to worry about everything. I don't have the energy that I had when I was even 60, and I'm 70.
Well, there are a lot of people who want to become president of the United States. And, you know, Bernie Sanders is over 80. And so nobody's saying he's too old to be the president.
So, Earl, you're going to answer my question. What do you think about what I said? You know, is he going to run, or do you think it's best that he step down and let some younger Democrats?
How can I project whether or not a man, you know, who
what
2 years
think?
From
I'm
now.
I'm just asking your opinion.
No,
what's your opinion?
I don't believe Joe Biden is going to run for a second term.
I agree with
He's 82 years old. He's got diminishing, you know. The evil consequences of time are catching up to Joe Biden like they catch up with all of us.
Yep, so, exactly.
So he's got to deal with that. And no, I would not want to see Joe Biden run for a second term.
Thank you for answering that.
I think he's got two more years of this term that he's got to struggle to get through. So, you know, there's no way that he would be in any condition or any shape to possibly do another 4 years.
I think that he might retire even before the term is up. That's what I believe.
Well, the only way that would happen is if his health fails him. He's not a guy who's going to quit.
Well, that's what's happening. I think that his health is failing, you know, and he's getting slower. I mean, I saw him in Jimmy Kimmel. It was sad. You know, Jimmy Kimmel was finishing his questions, and then they had to go to break because he couldn't even get his head together. They went on break. You know, Jimmy Kimmel said, "Well, we're going to take a break early." You know.
Do you also remember Ronald Reagan in his latter years?
His wife would whisper in his ear to tell him what the answers were.
And nobody was clamoring for him to retire. So
no, but everybody knew it. Everybody knew it was time, Earl.
Okay, well, yeah, but they didn't clamor for him to retire. They didn't say those things. Not Republicans. I was around at that time, and so were you.
Right. But Democrats are talking about him retiring. It's not the Republicans. So, I didn't want him to retire, but when I saw that his mind was failing and his wife had a whisper in his ear to let him know what the answer was.
You mean Ronald Reagan?
Yeah. Nancy would whisper in his ear because he couldn't hear the question or he just couldn't figure it out.
Okay, man. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Say it again. What is it good for? Absolutely. Listen to me.